Okay, welcome to this evening's talk as part of the meditation retreat, but also for everybody else.
这个是公开的讲座，是为了禅修营的朋友，也都为了出面的朋友的。
And the whole heart of the Buddha's teaching, and especially meditation, is learning how to let go.
佛陀的中心的教法呢，禅修呢，我们最终的目的就是要放下。
But letting go is so hard to do.
但要我们放下呢，原来是很难才做到的。
So the subject of this evening's talk is the four ways of letting go.
所以今晚的课题呢，就是讲有四个方法教我们怎么放下。
So the meditators and those who are meditating in the future who are listening on the internet, or one day you too will be able to let go.
在座的各位禅修者和将来会是禅修者，或者你在Internet 望緊我哋嘅禅修者，你哋可以學到呢個方法，第時你可以做禅修啦。
And the four ways of letting go come straight from the teaching of the Lord Buddha, from the very first sermon, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutra.
咁咧，呢一個我哋四個脱離放下嘅方法咧，係直接喺佛陀第一次嘅法教裏面出現嘅。
In Pali, it was Jaga, Patinisaga, Muti, Analia. No need to translate into Cantonese, because it's Pali.
I can't pronounce it. 那個巴黎文我不懂得，不好意思。
In English, it means giving, throwing away, what's the last word? Freedom, and no sticking.
第一個是放下，是放出去，去布施。第二个是自由。
Those are the four ways of letting go. So let's start with the first way of letting go, giving.
第一个是布施出去，是放出去。
And as I said the other day, in many Buddhist monasteries and temples, we don't have donation boxes. We have letting go boxes.
咁而家咧，好多啲寺廟咧，佛教嘅寺廟咧，我同埋個寺院咧，我哋唔再用捐助箱嘅，系要用叫做放下箱。
But in some temples, if you give a donation, especially a big donation, you get your name on the board. If it's a really big donation, your name on the temple, but that is not called generosity. That is called buying advertising rights.
咁有啲寺院呢，如果你捐錢捐得好多嘅話呢，佢會將你個名字擠喺個寺院個嗰一個地方嘅。有啲呢，如果你捐得好多好多嘅時候呢，個寺院可能用咗你個名字，捐款人個名嚟做個寺院嘅名嘅。但呢啲呢，我哋唔係叫做布施，呢啲係叫做廣告費。
But sometimes it's very hard to get people to donate to temples, especially in Western countries like Australia.
在外國呢，尤其是在澳洲呢，很難叫人去捐助一些建築的寺廟的。
So that's why I tell them the story of the suicidal spider.
咁呢，老師講了一個故事，就是關於一隻蜘蛛的自殺的故事。
Once there was a spider, and when the spider was born and left its mummy, it went to a nice house.In Perth, where I live, I made a nice web in the corner of somebody's bedroom. It was a beautiful web because the spider put a lot of effort and mindfulness into building his house.
咁咧有一隻蜘蛛咧，佢出世之後咧，佢就喺柏斯，即係老師住嘅地方咧，就揾咗間好靚嘅屋。佢嘅一間屋嘅房上邊咧，就織咗個好靚個網。佢用咗佢個心啦，用係用佢個。專注力同埋佢個覺察力去起咗間好靚嘅屋。
And as soon as the web was finished, the owner of the house saw there was a spider web in the bedroom and got the broom and smashed the web to bits And the spider had to run for his life.
咁咧，嗰個主人咧就望到嗰間房個角落頭，見到有嗰個蜘蛛嘅網咧，咁佢即刻就打爛佢啦。咁嗰只蜘蛛就好慘啦，我仲要佢要走嚟去逃避，嚟等佢自己唔好死。
Imagine hours and hours of careful effort destroyed in 1 second.
你諗下，如果我哋用咗好多好多心機、好多時間去做一樣嘢，唔夠一分鐘、一秒鐘就已經俾人打爛咗，你咩感覺咧？有？
Imagine that you work for years saving up money to buy a house in Hong Kong, and as soon as it was finished, someone whacked it with a broom and destroyed it. Oh, that's very hard to bear.
就好似我哋香港咁咧，我哋储好多年嘅钱去买一间屋，咁唔够一分一秒钟就俾人打烂咗啦，你会有咩感觉咧？
You come in, okay? And so the spider, he went to the next house.And he made another web, again, putting lots of effort and to care into his web. That was his house. But as soon as he finished that web too, the owner of the house saw that and smashed it to bits, and he had to run away again.
咁呢只蜘蛛真係唔好彩啦。咁佢去第二間屋又係好用好多心機去整一個蜘蛛網啦。當佢整完之後，咁嗰個屋主又望到啦喎。又係即刻打爛咗佢，咁佢又要忙於奔命咁樣要走啦。
The fourth house he built a web in, he came really close to dying, because 4 is an unlucky number.
咁佢轉咗嚟先兩間屋啦，咁第三到第四間屋咧，佢仲慘，差唔多俾人打死啊！因為四咧喺中國人嚟講咧係個唔吉祥嘅號碼嚟嘅。
7 houses he built a web.7 houses, it was totally destroyed.
咁佢總共咧去咗七間屋去建呢個網咧，七間屋裏邊嘅網都俾人打爛曬。
Not only that, but spiders use the web to catch their lunch and their dinner and their breakfast. This poor spider hadn't eaten for days, so he was so hungry. Imagine.You haven't eaten since 11:30, 12 o'clock. You feel hungry. Imagine poor spider.
咁呢只蜘蛛就好唔好彩啦，因為佢咧揾唔到，因為佢個網咧就我嚟捉啲昆蟲俾佢做午餐啊、晚餐同早餐嘅。咁因為佢咧連續七間屋都俾人打爛咗個網咧，佢根本就冇機會捉到嘢食。你諗下，我哋晏晝食完12点之後，跟住到夜晚，我哋都鬼殺咁嘈話肚餓啦。想想这蜘蛛多惨呢？
And he had 7 houses totally destroyed.
咁同埋最惨咧，就七间屋都俾人拆冧咗。
And so the spider got depressed.
咁就蜘蛛咧就变咗有忧郁症啦。
Nobody loves me, said the spider. Nobody cares about spiders. Everybody hates me.
咁就 spider 話我好慘啊，冇人錫我，又冇人要我，同埋啲人好憎我啊。
And he started to cry.
咁佢跟住慢慢就喊咯，好慘好慘喺度喊啦。
And he decided, what's the point of living as a spider? You can't eat, you can't find a safe house to live in. Nobody loves me. So the spider decided.To commit suicide.
咁就蜘蛛同自己讲啦，冇人锡我，咁我生存嚟做咩咧？哦，咁不如我死咗佢好过啦。
He went onto the street and he tried to crawl under somebody's shoes, but he always went into that space between the heel and the sole.
咁我咧就第一个方法去尝试去点样自杀咧，佢就走出马路，咁啊希望啲人踩死佢啦。點解佢咁好彩咧？次次咧就喺嗰個鞋踭嗰個罅縫裏邊就踩唔死佢。
He tried to cross the street and get squashed by a car, but he always went between the wheels, never under them.
咁咧佢就嘗試即係衝過馬路，俾啲車撞死。點知佢次次咧就喺嗰個車轆下邊經過，亦都撞佢唔死。
He couldn't even commit suicide properly, so he got even more depressed.
佢好慘啊，因為佢想自殺都自殺唔到，佢更加係憂鬱啦。
And so he was crawling along the road in Perth, Australia, crying, hungry, sad, depressed. He was the suicidal spider.
咁呢只想自殺嘅蜘蛛咧就好慘啦，喺個柏斯嘅街頭慢慢喺度流浪，咁又肚餓，又冇人理佢，佢又好憂鬱，佢好慘啊。
And as he was crawling painfully, tearfully down the road, he saw a fat spider, a fat, happy spider.
咁咧佢好慘啊，慢慢行嘅時候咧，佢行到某一個一條街之後咧。見到一隻好開心、好肥嘅蜘蛛。
He was so fat and so smiley, and he was out sunning himself in the afternoon.
哦，呢只好識嘆嘅蜘蛛咧，佢好肥，好咁佢咧就喺直情喺度曬太陽啊。
And the fat, happy spider looked at the suicidal spider and said, "What's wrong with you? Why are you crying?"
咁呢只又肥又開心嘅蜘蛛就問嗰只好唔開心嘅蜘蛛話。你做乜嘢啊？你做乜要喺度喊啊
？And suicidal spider said, "Life is so unfair. Life is so hard. There's so much suffering in life. The Buddha was right."
咁只蜘蛛就话好惨啦，原来生命系咁苦痛嘅，真系佛陀真系讲得啱啦，我喺度受紧苦啊。
Nobody loves spiders. I'm hungry. I'm homeless, and I'm depressed.
咁冇人鍾意蜘蛛嘅，我又冇屋企，又肚餓，我唔知點啦而家。
But then the suicidal spider looked at the fat happy spider and said, "Hey, how come you're so fat? How come you're so happy? Isn't it the case with you that when you make a web, someone destroys it?"
咁呢佢又見到嗰隻又肥又開心嘅蜘蛛，佢話：咦，點解你會咁肥，會咁開心㗎？你間屋喺邊度啊？你點樣起咗間屋
㗎 ？Oh no," said the fat spider. "When I was born, I just made one web, and it's still there years later. And I've caught lots and lots and lots of food. Actually, you can come and live with me. There's plenty of food for both of us."
咁咧又肥又開心嘅蜘蛛就同佢講啦：我冇啊，我由出世以來，我起過一間屋嘅啫，咁我度好多嘢，好多嘢食噶。實際咧，你可以嚟我度，我可以夠兩個人食噶。你一齊嚟啦。
And the suicidal spider said, "But where can you build a web in Australia where no one destroys it?"
咁就好傷心嘅蜘蛛就問：咁你喺澳洲點可能揾到一個地方可以容納你個蜘蛛網啊？
"Oh, that's easy," said the fat spider. "I built the web in the quietest place in the whole of Perth where no one disturbs me. It's in the donation box of Ajahn Brahm's temple."
嗰只肥嘅，咁嗰只肥嘅蜘蛛就话咧：哦，好简单啫，我系住喺 Ajahn Brahm， 喺呢个系喺澳洲最穷、最冇人去嘅地方，就系 Ajahn Brahm 嘅个供款箱嗰度、功德箱嗰度。
It's probably the same in this temple too. There's probably a big fat spider in the donation box here as well.
可能文化精舍都有咁样只肥嘅蜘蛛，你望下。
So, that's the story of suicidal spider.
呢个就系自杀嘅蜘蛛嘅故事啦。
So, like, but donations, it's a form of letting go.
我哋话个功德箱咧，根本就系一个我哋系放下嘅一个方法嚟嘅。
But the most important part of letting go is not expecting anything back in return.
我哋话个布施咧，最紧要嗰、那个个重点咧，就系我哋唔可以有任何期望可以得回任何嘅嘢。
You give just for the sake of giving。
我哋话布施出去就系布施咁简单，我哋冇其余嘅目的嘅。
You don't expect a thank you。
咁我哋唔会话期望哦，你要人哋俾咗之后，你捐咗款之后，希望有人同你讲多谢。
You don't expect your name。On a list in the temple wall.
咁同埋咧，我哋都唔会系希望将自己嘅名即系喺寺院嗰上边嘅。
You just give out of love for the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha.
咁我哋去布施或者去供养，就系供养三宝，因为我哋系尊敬佢。
And it's not just giving money, it's giving your time and service for the community.
咁同埋咧，我哋除咗话布施钱之外咧，我哋仲可以将我哋嘅时间啊，可以供养出嚟。
And in meditation, it's just giving your time and energy, not expecting to get anything out of your meditation.
禅修亦都其中一个方法，我哋只系去禅修，冇希望有任何嘅得到嘅回报嘅。
Because when you meditate, expecting to get something, that's not giving. That's not letting go.
因为如果我哋禅修嘅时候咧，希望得到任何嘅嘢嘅话咧，都唔系一种放下。
Because some people they come on a retreat like this and say, two or three days have gone, and I haven't even got enlightened yet.
咁有啲人会话。哎、我嚟咗两三日咯，点解我仲离开嗰个解脱咁远嘅
？And when you go back to work, they say you went on holiday. What did you do? I sat and sat and sat with sore legs, with sore back, really bored. And they said you spent your holiday doing that. You're stupid.
咁好多人咧，当你去完禅修完之后，翻公司或者翻屋企嘅时候咧，啲人会问你：你去咗边度放假？咁我哋话去坐到脚又痛，背脊又酸，但系乜嘢都冇。咁啲人会话：乜你咁蠢噶？咁样嘥时间喺嗰度。
So in Hong Kong, whenever you do something, you always expect to get something back, don't you?
在香港我们一般人来讲做出什么都希望有回报的是不是各位自己问自己了
That is not letting go
这样呢这个不是叫做放下
When you expect something it never comes
因为当你期望的东西的时候它永远都不来的
When you don't expect it everything comes
当你 不有期望的时候所有东西都会来的
In the sutras, there was a story of the Buddha's attendant, Ananda. Ananda had been following the Buddha for 25 years. And when the Buddha died, Ananda was still not enlightened. And he thought, oh my goodness, my teacher has died 25 years and I'm still not enlightened. Now he's dead. What hope have I got?
咁喺佛经度嚟讲咧，我谂我哋个个听过阿难尊者咧，佢跟随咗佛陀最后嗰25年，佢做个侍者嘅。咁到佛陀死咗之后咧，佢就同自己讲啦：，我跟咗佛陀25年，我都而家都仲未可以解脱，咁我喺度做乜嘢咧？咁样。
And things got even worse. A few months later, 500 monks were invited to meet together to rehearse the Dhamma.It became the first Sangayana, the first council of elders. 499 of those invited were fully enlightened, and the one who wasn't was Ananda.
咁仲即係比較上仲哀傷嘅就係咧，三個月之後咧，佢哋就集結啊，即係將佛陀講嘅嘢咧，有五百個人可以被邀請。去集結佛陀講嘅嘢，咁499個被邀請嘅人咧，都係阿羅漢嚟嘅，已經係即係開悟咗啦。淨係第五百個阿難尊者暫時未解脱嘅。
Imagine what it would be like if the last day of this retreat, I made the announcement that everybody was enlightened except for you.
咁即係好似呢個禅修營最後嗰日呢如果老師宣布話所有嘅人都已經係正覺啦除咗你一個之外。
Oh, that was very embarrassing.
咁嘅時候我哋會覺得好尷尬。
So the night before the big meeting, Ananda pulled out all the stops. He tried everything he had. He meditated and meditated and meditated.And when the dawn came up, he was still as stupid as ever.
咁阿蘭尊者咧喺開會之前嗰晚咧，佢就不斷去禪修，一路不斷咁去禪修，到天光嚟啦，佢仍然未 正誤，那他還是一個很愚蠢的僧人。
So it was an hour or two before the meeting. He'd been meditating all night. So he thought, I would just take a nap. And according to the story, just before his head hit the pillow, he became fully enlightened with all the psychic powers.
在開集結會之前的兩個鐘，阿蘭達尊者前一晚已經成晚咁去禪修啦。咁佢禪修咗成晚之後，佢覺得哦，我都係咩啦？不如我休息一陣間先至啦。咁當佢嗱喺個佛經裏邊講咧，就當佢個頭掂到個枕頭之前嗰一刻，佢就完全正悟啦。佢得曬所有嘅神通力。
We call that the Ananda method of enlightenment. After the talk, you can try that.
咁我哋呢啲就係阿蘭尊者嘅解脱個方法。咁啊，你哋可以試下。
But the reason that happened, because he was trying all night, and just when he went to sleep, he let go. He had no more expectations.That is why he became enlightened.
點解阿蘭尊者喺嗰刻可以即係正覺咧？就因為佢已經係嗰晚佢嘗試去禪修又禪修，到佢真係想去瞓覺嘅時候，佢真係放下，佢再冇期望啦。咁嗰一刻佢就可以得到佢要嘅嘢啦。
So in meditation, if you expect something to happen, it's not going to happen. If you don't expect,Then it does happen.
所以在禅修的时候，有些很吊诡的事情，我们就说，当你有期望的时候，你就得不到，但当你不有期望的时候，你就得到一切。
That is the first way of letting go, giving, not expecting anything back.
这个就是第一个放下的方式，就是我们是去布施，但我们不会有任何的期望的。
As I said in the first day, we meditate, we follow this path, not to attain things, but to let go of things.
所以第一晚老師都講啦，我哋跟呢個修行嘅道路咧，我哋係要放下啲嘢，唔係去攞一啲嘢。
So when you become enlightened, you don't get a medal on your chest. You don't get stripes on your shoulders like in the army.
咁當你係正覺嘅時候，或者你覺悟嘅時候咧，你唔會有個金章喺你個胸前，亦都唔會有幾畫好似係嗰啲空軍咁。
The more enlightened you are, the less you have, not more.
你越正覺得多咧，即係我哋越醒覺嘅人咧，佢嘅嘢就越少嘅。
Many years ago in Australia, people asked me, you know, as a monk, how should you address a monk in Australia?
在澳洲来讲，几年前的人问老师，你是怎样看你一个僧人啊？
Because the word Ajahn, that's a Thai word. Sifu is a Chinese word. So how could you address a monk in Australia?
咁好似咧，海鲜咧就是中国字嚟嘅，咁 Acha 就喺泰文就是老师咁解嘅。咁啲人问，咁你点可能在澳洲做一个出家人啊？
So I said, always address a monk in Australia as your emptiness.
咁因為老師又係空性嘅原因咧，佢可以喺澳洲做一個出家人。
It's a much nicer word instead of Bhante or Ajahn. So you have his emptiness, Dhammapala.
咁我哋可以話係護法法師係個空性。
So that side, you're letting things go. You're not gaining things.
咁個方法，我哋係放低啲嘢，係脱離一啲嘢，就唔係去攞一啲嘢。
Which brings me on to the second way of letting go. It's called patinisika. It's throwing things away.
咁第二種方法就係將啲嘢抌曬出去。但個巴黎文我唔識讀啊。
My mother lives in London. The first time I went to visit her from Australia, my disciple said, "You have to give your mother a gift." And so they bought a little.Kangaroo, you know, a toy kangaroo, all nice and furry and soft. My mother loved that kangaroo, and she put it on the shelf in her house.
咁老師出咗家之後冇幾耐，佢有一次翻去倫敦英國揾佢媽媽， 咁佢嗰啲徒弟就同佢講啦，你要送啲嘢俾阿媽㗎，咁佢咧就教佢買咗一隻袋鼠啊，即係啲玩具嘅袋鼠，咁佢就帶翻去俾佢媽媽，咁佢媽媽就將佢擠喺佢個櫥櫃上邊。
So every time she saw that kangaroo, she thought of me.
咁咧，當佢一見到只袋鼠嘅時候咧，佢就諗起老師啦。
Actually, just as a side story, we've got so many kangaroos in my monastery in Perth, and we've been in Perth for 27 years, 28 years now. So many of the kangaroos are now Buddhist.
这个题外话呢，咁老师喺Perth 咧就喺柏斯都27，今年第28年啦。咁佢好多啲袋鼠咧都变咗系佛教徒嚟啦，已经。
And now I will tell you the difference between a Buddhist kangaroo and a Christian kangaroo.
咁老师就会同你讲咧，一个系基督徒嘅袋鼠同埋佛教徒嘅袋鼠嘅唔同嘅地方。
A Christian kangaroo puts her paws like this. A Buddhist kangaroo.Does this?
咁基督徒嘅袋鼠咧，头先老师做嘅手势咁啦，咁而系佛教徒咧，好似我哋咁啊合掌嘅。
That's only a joke. They still don't do that.
一个笑话嚟。
But the second time I went to visit my mother, I gave her a little toy koala bear.
我的书红。
Yeah.
咁第二次咧，佢再探佢妈妈咧，即系。澳洲第二種就係樹熊啊。
And she put it next to the kangaroo.
咁我今次嘅媽媽咧就擠個袋鼠啊，將只樹熊擠喺個袋鼠嘅隔離。
The next time I visited her, I gave her a toy kookaburra bird.
哦，嗰只咩雀啊？嗰啲係 kookaburra。
Kookaburra, it's an Australian bird.
一隻澳洲嘅雀，好個嘴好長啊，個嘴好長嗰只。
And the next time I visited her, I took a platypus.A platypus is another Australian animal.
咁第四就第四種嘅老師第四次探我咧，就俾第四種嘅澳洲嘅動物俾佢。
And the next time, I got her a wombat, which is another Australian animal. But now there was no space on the shelf.
咁咧第五次咧，佢又再送第五種嘅動物俾佢。咁但係呢個時候咧，嗰個櫃已經滿曬啦。
She tried to put the new animal on the shelf, and all the other ones fell off.
咁我试过执入去咧，一执入去嘅时候咧，其余嗰四只跌晒落地。
And I told my mother, throw the old ones away so you can have the new one. She said, Oh no, they're all nice, and I love them all.
咁佢咁啊，法师就叫佢，哦，妈妈不如你抌咗旧啲啦。咁妈妈话唔得，呢啲好靓啊，我好中意佢哋。
That's the trouble when you collect too much stuff. Things fall off the shelf. It's called nervous breakdown.
就係咧，呢個就係一個問題。當我哋執到好多嘢咧，又唔肯放手嘅時候咧，呢個叫係神經錯亂啊。
So why do you collect so much stuff? Throw it out.
咁點解我哋要執咁多嘢咧？又唔肯放啲嘢走咧？不如抌曬佢出去啦。
Have you got photo albums at home?
你哋有冇相簿啊？屋企
？Why have you got so much photo albums? Throw them out.
点解你有咁多相簿咧？抌咗佢啦。
Oh no, they're nice memories.
咁我哋通常话唔得，呢咁好嘅记忆，我唔可以抌咗佢嘅。
Okay, you can keep your photo albums, but throw out the photo album between your ears.
但系你可以留翻呢啲相簿，但系我哋将心里边、头脑里边嘅相簿抌咗佢。
Because what you remember in here are not the nice memories, but the bad memories.
通常我哋记得嘅嘢咧，都系唔好嘅记忆嚟嘅，好我哋唔通常记唔到嘅。
In your photo album, do you ever take a photo of you when you were in hospital?
咁你有冇试过睇你个相簿里边有冇一啲你喺医院嘅相啊？
Do you take a photo when you're stuck in the traffic going to work?
当你塞车嘅时候，你好嬲嘅时候，你有冇攞个咁嘅相啊
？Do you take photos of you next to the trash can?
咁你有冇试过咧喺个垃圾桶隔篱影张相咧
？No, you only take happy photographs, don't you?
通常我哋影亲相都系好开心去影相嘅。
Here's me on holiday in Australia. Here's me with my favourite monk.His emptiness.
咁通常我哋啲相啊揽住啲老法师嘅影相嗰时就好开心啊，但系法师呢个系有空性嚟，空性嘅法师。
Here's me when I graduate from university.
好似我哋系大学毕业啲相啊。
We never put unpleasant photographs in our photo album.
我哋从来唔会将一啲唔开心嘅相挤喺我哋啲相簿度噶。
So why can't we do the same in our memory? Just keep the pleasant photos in our memory, and the ugly ones throw away.
同样地，点解我哋唔可以将一啲美好嘅回忆留翻喺个脑嗰度咧？然后将啲唔好嘅抌咗佢咧？
Because that's what a photo album does. When you look at those memories, they're happy memories. You don't keep photos of bad memories. You have a photograph of your marriage. You never have a photograph of your divorce.
咁我哋通常咧，我哋影相咧，如果结婚嘅相，我哋好开心嘅笑得。我哋从来唔会留一啲相就系我哋离婚嘅相嘅。咁点我唔可以同我老一样咁做咧？
So at the very least, throw away the unpleasant memories and keep the pleasant ones.
咁所以咧，我哋学下就将啲唔开心嘅嘢抌咗佢，净系留翻一啲好嘅回忆。
But that's what happens when people come interview. They come and tell me all the rotten things which happened to them in their meditation.
咁咧，亦都小参嘅时候咧，好多人同老师讲话有啲喺个禅修之中有边啲嘅唔好嘢。
They said, "Oh, I was sleepy. Oh, I hurt." Oh, it was painful. Oh, the person sitting next to me made a noise. Why do you keep all the unpleasant memories?
咁好多人咧投诉啊，我坐得脚好痛啊，隔篱人又嘈住我啊，我又好攰啊，好眼瞓啊。咁点我哋净系记住一啲唔好嘅嘢咧？
So when you come and see me, don't talk about your problems. Talk about all the wonderful things which happened in your meditation.
咁下次咧，老师话希望你哋咧去亲见佢咧，都系讲一啲好嘅回忆俾佢听。
And all the rotten things, just let them go。
咁所以啲唔好嘅嘢咧，就走佢自己走咗去就算啦。
All the stuff in the toilet you don't keep, you flush。
喺厕所啲垃圾啊，啲粪便你都一定系揿个水掣冲咗佢走噶。
So, all your bad memories.I said this to someone yesterday. They asked, how do you let go of the bad memories? People have hurt you. They've been cruel to you. They've been terrible to you. How do you let it go?
昨天有小參的時候有同修問師父怎樣可以將一些不好的東西扔走呢？那師父說，那些不好的東西為什麼你要留住它呢？你要不如這樣扔走它呢？
Yesterday I said, write it on a piece of paper.All the terrible things which someone has done. Tie it to a stick and throw it away. Or even better than that, write it on a piece of toilet paper. Put it in the toilet and flush. But not in our toilets, you're not supposed to do that here.
咁老师教一个好嘅方法，佢系将嗰啲唔开心嘅嘢就写低，就抌咗佢，搵张纸，或者咧仲好嘅方法就写喺啲厕纸嗰度，写完之后抌落去个厕所度嘅冲走，但唔好我哋楼上嗰个，因为楼上嗰个会塞嘅。
That is how we throw things away. Throw away the bad stuff and keep the good stuff.
呢个就系我哋点样去将一啲唔好点样去抌嘢走嘅原因啦，就系抌啲唔好嘅嘢走。留翻啲好嘅嘢喺度。
Then your mind will be like beautiful photograph album. Whenever you look at it, you see these wonderful memories which make you so happy.
咁呢个就系我哋留翻啲美好嘅回忆，好似我哋睇相簿咁咧。一打开个脑咧，咁我哋会睇到开心嘅嘢啦。
And all the bad memories you can't find any in there.
咁样嗰啲唔好嘅嘢咧，我根本揾唔到嘅。
Then you're happy and free.
咁嘅時候你就會好開心同好自由啦。
So that's called throwing things away, the second part of letting go.
呢個就是第二個方法，我哋抌咗啲嘢走。
Now the third part of letting go is freedom.
咁第三個方法咧就係個自由啊。
Now how do you become free?
咁我哋點樣令到自己可以自由咧
？I've already mentioned to you many times or maybe before.When I was a monk in Australia, I spent a lot of time teaching in prisons.
咁老師講過咧，佢喺澳洲嗰陣時，一出咗監冇幾耐咧，佢去咗好多啲監獄去做探訪嘅。
In fact, the very first time I was invited to teach meditation in prison, I was so surprised. The prison had about 110 prisoners in it.Maybe about 104 came to my class in meditation. True.
咁第一次老師去教禪修嗰時，入監獄去教禪修咧，嗰度有110个囚犯，咁有104个囚犯去聽佢去教禪修。
I never thought that people in prison could be so interested in spiritual things like meditation.
咁老師覺得好奇怪咧，點解會係監獄啲人對一個精神嘅修行咁有興趣啊？
So I started to teach them how to meditate.
咁老師開始教你點樣去做禪修啦。
After 5 minutes, one of the prisoners stood up. He was about 6 foot, and that was just between his shoulders.
咁咧，教咗5分钟之後咧，個好高大嘅監犯企起身，咁老師係到佢個膊頭嘅啫。
He was huge with scars on him. He was a really tough cookie.
咁睇落去咧，一個佢又紋曬身啦，咁一個非常之狂響嘅人嚟嘅。
He put his hand up and said, "Can I ask a question?" When anyone that big and tough says, "Can I ask you a question?" you always say yes.
嗰個咁兇悍嘅人同你講，又舉手話我可以問問題嘅話，咁任何人都會話可以，你可以問問題啦。
And he said, and I'm not making this up. You can't make up these funny stories. These are real life.He said, "Is it really true that through meditation you can learn how to levitate and fly over walls?"
咁呢個係真正係嗰個人嘅問題嚟嘅。佢話我學咗神通之後，咪真係可以飛過啲牆咧
？Then I realised why all the prisoners came to learn meditation.
咁所以嗰時老師明白點解咁多人嚟學禪修啦。
When I told him, maybe just 1 in 1,000, if you're very, very good at meditation, can do things like that over maybe 50 years, the next time I went to that class, only 3 people turned up.
咁老師曾經同嗰啲人講過，如果你好叻嘅人咧，係有機會做到嘅。咁佢下次再去嘅時候咧，根本得翻 three in the class.
Yeah.
得翻3個人嚟上堂嘅啫。
But later.I got very busy, you know, traveling overseas. And so I had to give the prison visits to another monk. And he'd been teaching in this new prison for about 6 weeks. When the prisoners asked him, "Can you please stay behind for a cup of tea? We want to talk to you afterwards." And he said, "Yeah, sure."
咁老師就一成都要出外邊去教禪修啦。咁佢又將呢個任務咧俾咗佢個廟宇其中一個僧人去教啊。咁呢個僧人咧教完之後，教咗6個星期之後咧，嗰啲囚犯咧就同佢講：你可唔可以留低同我哋飲杯茶啊
？So these were Australian prisoners, and they asked, "What's it like in a Buddhist monastery?" And so he told them what we do in a monastery.
咁嗰啲囚犯就問：喺一個廟一個寺院裏邊咧，你哋有啲生活係點
㗎 ？He said.We get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the prisoner said, 4 o'clock in the morning? Even in prison, you don't have to get up that early.
咁我僧人就好老实咁同佢讲啦。一般嚟讲，我哋都系4点钟就喺个寺院咧，我哋要起身噶啦。咁我囚犯话：唔系啊嘛，我喺寺院喺个监狱都唔使4点钟起身。
And then he said, "Well, what do you do at 4 o'clock? Can you watch the late night movie?" He said, "No, we don't have TVs in forest monasteries."
咁我啲監犯就問：哦，你4点钟起身做乜嘢啊？咪可以睇啲粵語殘片啊，我啲舊片啊？咁我僧人話：唔係啊，我哋根本喺個寺院裏邊連電視機都冇嘅。
He said, "We meditate." And they said, "Oh, okay, you're a monk. I suppose you have to meditate."
咁啲個出家人話：我哋就係開始禪修啦。咁囚犯話：哦，我哋明白。如果你咁早要禪修嘅。
And then what happens next? And he said, "About 6:30, 7 o'clock, we have breakfast. We just have cereals."
咁咧，嗰個僧人就話6:30至7:00到咧就坐完啦。咁我哋就可以食早餐啦。早餐係得啲 cereals 嗰啲麥片。
Only cereals? In prison, we get bacon and eggs and sausage and pancakes. You can have noodles if you're from Asia. You can have whatever you want in prison. Only cereals? That's tough.
咁反而嗰個囚犯話：我哋喺監獄咧，又有煙肉啦，又有蛋咧，又有香腸啦，我哋好多嘢揀嘅喎。哇！你哋得嗰個麥片嘅就，你哋好辛苦喎。
So what do you do after breakfast? We have to work. Even I have to work hard. We do building work in our monasteries.
咁咧，佢哋跟住問啊，咁你食完早餐之後做乜嘢啊？咁我出家人話：哦，我哋要自己起屋噶，我哋開始做工作禪噶。
I remember once we were making a monk's hut, so we were pouring concrete, and I was getting involved in pouring concrete. Whenever you're mixing cement, it goes all over you, so my robes were all splattered with grey cement.
咁有一次咧，即係老師都要負責做呢啲嘢噶。咁有一次佢哋自己起一啲建築物咧，咁老師要做嗰啲混凝土啊。有一次突然將嗰啲混凝土咧，將嗰件僧袍咧，全部都整到污糟曬。
And so I went back to take a shower, but on the way to the shower, I met a visitor, a Sri Lankan woman. She was obviously very high class because she was wearing an expensive sari.And she had so many bangles on her, she sounded like an ice cream van. tinkle, 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 tinkle.
咁咧，老師咧嗰次因為件衫污、件僧袍污糟咗啦，佢要翻去沖涼，想洗咗換咗件僧袍啊。咁佢途中咧撞到一個斯里蘭卡去一個闊太啦。咁個闊太一件好靚嘅衫，咁同埋佢好多嗰啲手鐲啊。咁老師話佢好似個嗰啲聲咧，嗰陣撞埋咧就好多聲氣啊。
She said.I've come to see Ajahn Brahm. Do you know where Ajahn Brahm is? Thinking very quickly, I said, if you go to Dharamsala, he'd probably be there in 10 minutes.
咁咧，就老師都嗰個闊太咧就問阿老師，我想見 Ajahn Brahm， 你知唔知佢喺邊度啊？咁老師就好快啊諗，哦，你如果去嗰個會客室咧，你可以見到佢嘅。
So I quickly took a shower.Changed my robes, I went to see her, and we had a lovely discussion on Buddhism. And at the end, she said, "Wow, that's very good teachings. You're a wonderful monk, and this is a great monastery. But on the way here, I saw one of your monks, and he was so badly dressed. And I said, "Oh yes, I'll talk to him about it later, madam."
咁老師咧，梗係要即刻去沖涼啦，換曬嗰件僧袍啦，咁就去個會客室見嗰個闊太啦。咁我哋大家都傾咗好多關於法嘅嘢啦。咁傾完之後，個闊太就話：哦，你間廟院真係，你間寺院真係好啦，你真係個好有好好嘅出家人啊。但係有個問題就係，我嚟之前，我喺中途咧見到一個係好污糟邋遢，一個唔係咁好嘅出家人。咁老師即刻話：哦，我會同佢講，叫佢第時會乾淨啲㗎啦。
She didn't recognize me, and I didn't lie. I did talk to myself later.
咁咧，嗰位闊太咧睇唔到咯，佢唔認得老師，即係著衫前頭換咗衫之後嗰個老師咧。咁佢話：咁老師佢冇講大話，佢真係同自己講咗。
And the prisoners in this jail said, "Oh, if they made us work that hard, we'd riot."
啲監犯話：如果你好似咁樣嚟對我嘅話，我哋會暴動嘅。
Then what do you have for lunch? In Forest Monastery, we just eat out of the bowl. Not like here. Everything goes in the bowl, even the sweets. Many times, many times, I've had ice cream on spaghetti.
咁喺澳洲咧，佢哋用托钵嘅形式咧，所有嘅嘢都挤晒落个钵里边嘅。咁有一次老师食到咧，就有意大利粉上面有啲雪糕喺上边，乜都挤晒喺嗰度噶。
I've had custard on pizza.
咁有啲芥辣咧，真系喺嗰个pizza 上边。
Have you ever had ice cream on curry?
咁你有冇试过喺咖喱上面有雪糕啊
？Yeah, it is disgusting. You're right.
咁有个同修话呢个系好难食，咁老师话系好难食嘅。
And the prisoner said, even when you go in solitary confinement, they give you a tray with the rice here or the potatoes and then the curries and the sweets separate. That's disgusting.
咁我個監犯話咧，就算我哋喺即係隔離嘅囚室嘅，我哋都有一個盤，咁有啲飯、有啲菜、有啲魚，閒閒分得清清楚楚嘅。如果你撈埋一齊，真係好難食喎啲嘢。
So what do you do after lunch? Said the prisoners. Can you play sport? Can you have a game of soccer?
咁嗰啲監犯繼續問：咁你食完晏晝有咩做啊？可唔可以打波啊
？No, monks don't play sport. Although I once thought of starting a Buddhist soccer team.
咁、那個出家人話：我哋唔可以玩體育嘅。咁老師曾經諗過咧，做一個佛教嘅足球隊嘅。
But it will have to run on Buddhist principles.
但係咧，嗰、那個球隊咧要跟住佛法嚟行嘅。
If the other team wanted the ball, out of compassion, you give it to them.
即係好似踢波咁咧，如果你因為那個波去到你個龍門咧，因為你係要慈悲嘅，你就幫我一腳踢埋入你自己個龍門嗰度。
If they couldn't score a goal, you score an own goal for them.
如果佢哋唔可以踢，你幫助佢踢到位置。
Now letting go, compassion, thinking of the other people.
咁呢個就係我哋話呢個放下咧，我哋要幫人，要用個慈悲心去幫人。
It'll be a bodhisattva team. You'll be the last person to win the cup.
咁如果你喺菩薩隊嘅話咧，你係最後一個去贏波嗰人嚟嘅。
That's why we don't play sports.
咁所以點解我哋佛教徒我哋唔玩體育啦
？How did Hong Kong soccer team do? If they didn't do very well, maybe there's too many Buddhists in it.
咁香港啊，咪嗰啲足球隊咧，如果係玩得唔好咧，就多數可能裏邊好多佛教徒啦。
No, said the monk, we don't play sport, we meditate all afternoon. Oh, said the prisoners, don't get you get fed up meditating? The monk said, sometimes.
咁個囚犯跟住問啊，咁你哋唔可以玩波，咁你就做乜嘢？咁我話我哋成個下晝都係做禪修啊。咁嗰個囚犯話，咁你哋唔覺得好悶嘅咩？咁佢有啲僧人就好老實講話，有陣時我哋會覺得悶㗎。
So what time do you have dinner? Said the prisoners.
他們問那你何時吃晚餐、啊、
Dinner? We don't have dinner in Theravada monasteries. Just the ice cream on curry and that's it. Finished.
我們在上座部的寺院我們是沒有晚餐的最多是雪糕加上咖喱而已
That's terrible. Even murderers have three meals a day.
所以這個話很離譜、啊、我們就算是謀殺犯一天都有三餐吃的
So what do you do in the evening? Can you actually play poker? Can you go gambling?
咁你喺黃昏嘅時候，你可唔可以去賭錢啊
？Now this is a true story of why monks and nuns should never gamble.
呢個就一個真正一個真實嘅故仔咧。點解啲出家人唔可以去賭錢
？There's one of the very famous Theravada nuns. Many of you may have heard of her, Ayakama. You heard of her?
Yep.Yeah. 其中有一個上座部的出家人一個女的出家人我不知道中文譯做什麼 IS Cayman 一個、
yeah. she passed away a few years ago and she would not be a ghost so she won't haunt me for telling the story
她不會變成鬼她幾年前死了但她不會變成鬼所以她不會捏著老師的頸不准她說這個故事的
She was teaching a meditation retreat in EnglandWhen it finished, her driver was taking her from the retreat to Heathrow Airport. On the way, they had to stop for lunch. And where you stop in lunch in England, usually many of the restaurants are next to pubs. But you don't go in the pub, you just go past the entrance and have a nice meal.
K.S. Elman, 他在那一年去英國戒一個禪修營咁佢完咗之後咧，佢個有車咧，車佢去Heathrow 個機場咧。咁佢經過途中，佢要食晏晝啊。咁嗰啲晏喺英國嚟講，好多啲餐廳咧，就隔離就係嗰個 pub 啊，嗰啲酒吧。咁佢就經過車係經過個酒吧，但係佢哋冇入到個酒吧嘅。
And as the nun was finishing her lunch, her attendant, the driver, just went outside. She had a few coins, English coins, you know, £1, £2, which she didn't want to take back to Australia. So there was one of these machines. You put the coin in, you pull the lever, and the things go round. She was just throwing the coins away because she didn't want to take them home.
咁佢咧又有啲即係零錢咧，啲一磅兩磅嗰啲圓嗰啲零錢咧，佢就唔想帶翻去澳洲啊。佢又諗住就咁抌，即係抌去抌咗佢。咁咧英國嗰啲有啲賭場，唔係賭場嗰啲玩老虎機嘅，就係你可以撳一拉個掣咧，你就可以有啲獎品出嚟嘅。
And she just put a £2 coin in the slot when the nun walked past, and the driver said, "Nuns, you're the ones with all the merit. You pull the handle."
咁佢咧就係佢就咁放嗰個將嗰個兩磅嘅 銀咧就擠喺嗰個老虎機嗰度上邊，佢諗住走噶啦。點知佢嗰個隨從咧就話：你係最有功德嘅人，唔該你可以撳一可以拉嘅嗰個掣啦。
And she lost her mindfulness just for that one second, and she pulled the handle.
哦，咁佢喺嗰刻嚟講咧，佢個覺察力唔夠強啊，就嗰下嘢佢掹咗，即係拉一拉嗰個手掣。
And again, this is a real true story. Nuns do have good karma. She got jackpot.
Yeah. 佢真係有一個好好嘅功德，喺世間嚟講，我覺得好好嘅福德咧。佢一拉個掣咧，佢真係攞咗嗰個 jackpot 啊，即係個獎金啊。
And all this money came out, thousands of pounds came out.
咁咧，過千嘅磅咁樣跌落嚟啊。
And this was right in front of the bar, in front of the pub.
在個 pub 前面咧，即係喺嗰個酒吧前面咧，好多人睇到啊。
All the people drinking in the pub went quiet.
咁喺嗰個酒吧飲酒嗰啲人咧，就覺得好驚奇，所以全部都靜曬喺度望一望。
And the man serving the alcohol picked up a bell and rang it, ding 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 ding, because the custom was whoever won the jackpot had to buy a free round of drinks for everybody in the pub.
Oh.
And that was the first time a Buddhist nun had to buy alcohol for every person in the pub.
咁原來英國有個傳統咧，邊個贏咗個 jackpot 咧，就要請我哋飲一個 round 嘅酒嘅。咁嗰個賣酒嘅人咧，就即刻打開我嗰個鈴咧，就係一個第一次係一個佛教嘅出家女比丘要請人飲酒。
That's why monks and nuns should never gamble because we win too often.
咁點解我哋即係出家人唔可以去賭錢咧？因為我成日都贏啊。
So no, we don't gamble in the evenings. We meditate.
咁所以因為咁咧，我哋就喺黃昏，我哋唔會去賭錢嘅。我哋一樣係做禪修嘅。
And the prisoner said, "Phew, that must be tough. What time do you go to bed?"
咁個囚犯就話：哦，咁好難嘅生活，好慘啊！咁你幾點鐘瞓覺啊
？Bed, said the monk. We don't have beds in my monastery. We sleep on the floor.
咁我出家人話：牀，我哋冇牀喎，我哋瞓喺地㗎咋。
Even serial rapists, they get a cot to sleep on. They don't have to sleep on the floor.
佢依即係就算有啲係嗰啲強姦犯咁嘅人啊，都我哋要俾牀佢瞓，佢哋唔需要瞓喺地下㗎。
And the prisoners in Australia were so shocked at how tough it is in a Buddhist monastery in Australia that one of the prisoners who liked the monk said, "That's terrible in your monastery. Why don't you come in here and stay with us instead?"
咁咧，嗰啲喺澳洲嗰啲監犯咧，冇諗過一個喺澳洲嘅寺院咧，係啲生活咁艱苦啊！咁佢淨因為佢係同呢一個出家人好老友啊，佢淨話邀請佢嚟，不如你嚟我度住啦，仲好過你喺個廟宇裏邊啊。
That's why I'm not afraid of going to jail in Australia. I would get three meals a day, be able to watch TV.
咁所以老師喺度講笑啊，佢喺澳洲佢唔介意坐監啊，最少一日有三餐，又可以睇電視。
But after I heard that true story again, after I heard that story, I thought to myself.It is actually true. It's more comfortable in Australian prison than it is being a monk in my monastery. So why is it so many people want to come and visit and stay and become monks in my monastery? And why is it that so many people try to escape from prison?
咁老師就反而問翻自己個問題咧，真係如果喺澳洲嚟講咧，你聽完之後咧，咁啊喺個監獄仲好過喺老師嗰個廟宇嗰度住啊。咁我就諗話點解咁多人嚟我呢度出家嘅話點解呢
What is the difference between a prison and a monastery? The only difference is in a prison you don't want to be there. In a monastery you want to be there. That's the only difference.
最大嘅分別喺個監獄同埋一個寺院嘅分別喺邊度呢監獄我哋唔肯入去嘅但係寺院呢係我哋願意入去嘅。
It's nothing to do with how comfortable or how harsh it is. It's whether you want to be here or not.
所以唔係關於外在條件係舒服啊定係唔舒服，係你想唔想去嘅啫。
And I realized a prison is any place you don't want to be. freedom is any place you want to be.
所以呢監獄呢就係、是、我哋唔想去嘅地方，但係有自由嘅地方就係、是、我哋想去嘅地方。
So you may be in a job you hate. Your job is like a prison for you. You may be in a marriage which is causing you a lot of pain, and your marriage is like a prison. You may be in a monastery and you don't want to be here, and this becomes another prison for you.
咁有時我哋翻工咧，咁因為為咗要揾食要翻工，咁個工嗰、那個工作地點可能你唔中意嘅。咁好似你結婚咁咧，可能嗰、那個你個婚姻生活唔係咁美滿，你亦都係唔中意嘅，好似坐監咁嘅。但係如果喺寺院嘅話，如果你都係唔中意喺寺院嘅話咧，亦都等於坐監一樣嘅。
So how do you escape from the prisons of life? You don't need to change your job. Remember, a salary, the money they pay you.It's just a bribe. So you do something you'd rather not do. If you really liked your work, tell your boss. He wouldn't need to pay you.
咁我哋工作呢，點我哋嘅工作呢？因為佢俾份人工我哋嘅。咁我哋為咗份人工，我哋就會翻工嘅。但如果你覺得係好開心，你就淨同你嘅 boss 講話，我想喺度，唔需要你唔需要俾糧話，佢可能唔會出糧俾你嘅。
So you don't need to change your job to feel free.Just change your attitude. Want to be there.
所以我哋话唔需要转换你嘅工作环境，我哋只系转换我哋嘅心态。我想喺度翻工啫。
Or if you're in a marriage and think I want to change my husband, not a waste of time. They're all the same.
喺结婚生活嚟讲又系啦，我想转我老公冇用嘅，因为个我老公都一样嘅，就冇分别嘅。
So instead of changing your attitude, change your husband. Just want to be there.
所以咧，我哋又系唔系话要转个老公，系转你嘅态度。我想喺度啫。
And the same with being in a temple. If you want to be here, you feel free. If you don't want to be here, this is just another prison for you.
自然呢一样，如果你中意喺度嘅话咧，呢度有自由。如果你真系唔中意嘅话咧，都系一个监狱嚟嘅。
And in meditation.You may be sleepy. Is that sleepiness a prison? It is if you don't want to be here. If you want to be free in meditation, whether you're sleepy or restless or have a beautiful nimitta, it's all the same. Do you want to be here? Then you're free. If you want to be somewhere else, you've made a prison.
跟我哋禅修一样啦，我哋就算有禅光啊，有刺相啊，或者你觉得好唔舒服啊，我系好攰啊，诸如此类咧，呢啲咧都系你想唔想喺度嘅啫。如果你唔想喺度嘅话咧，就所有嘅经历都系一个监狱。如果你想喺度嘅时候，所有嘢都唔系一个监狱，你会觉得自由。
So to let go in meditation, it doesn't matter what you're experiencing. Just want to be here.Just like whether you're in a monastery or a prison, doesn't matter if it's comfortable or not. If you want to be here, it's never a prison, but it's freedom.
自由嘅意思咧，当我哋去做禅修嘅时候，我哋唔系话一个好嘅感受或者唔好嘅感受，只系个重点就系我哋想唔想喺度。如果你唔想喺度嘅话咧，我哋就冇咗自由啦。如果你想喺度嘅话咧，你就有自由啦。
So all the difficulties you have in meditation.It's because you don't want to be here, wherever that happens to be. You want somewhere else. That's why you never feel free.
我哋禅修里边话，有好多啲困难啊、阻滞咧，根本个最大原因，我哋咪想喺度。如果你喺度嘅时候咧，你就会觉得自由噶啦。
So whatever you experience, anything in meditation, you're sleepy, you're stupid, no, you're just, you're dribbling because you're half asleep. As long as you want to be here, you're meditating.
禅修意思咧，我哋唔理你系瞌紧眼瞓啦，你流瞌眼瞓到流口水啊，诸如此类嘅咁嘅经验咧，只要你需要，你系想喺度嘅话咧，你就喺度做紧禅修啦。
When you want to be somewhere else, you're not meditating. You're not letting go.
如果你喺度一路打坐，一路谂紧第二样嘢，又唔想喺度嘅话咧，你唔系放下，亦都冇自由。
That's the third way of letting go. It's called freedom. Wanting to be here.
咁第三种就系呢个自由，意思就系我哋想喺度。
And the last way of letting go, the fourth way, is called anallia. It's having a non-stick mind, like Teflon.
第四種呢就是一個我們不會黐住的心。
So someone calls you a pig, it doesn't stick.
即是說你豬咁樣，你直情覺得聽完就冇嘢，你唔會黐咗喺你個心嗰度嘅。
Someone calls you beautiful, and it doesn't stick.
咁有啲人讚你好靚，咁你又唔覺得有咩事，你唔會黐咗喺個心上面嘅。
Nothing from the past sticks anymore.
過去嘅嘢唔會再係黐咗我哋嘅任何一部分㗎啦。
You're like a lotus leaf. Whatever has happened just drips off straight away. So you don't keep anything from the past.
好似一啲蓮花嘅葉咁呢，所有嘅水經過佢就會流走咗，佢唔會留下任何嘅痕跡
㗎。So you carry no history. You have no future. Nothing sticks to you at all.
咁我哋亦都冇過去，亦都冇將來，我哋完全係唔俾人知道嘅。
The trouble is, already people, they count the days. They count the hours. How many days have gone? How many days to go? You're almost halfway through. Only a little bit to go. You could make it. You can make it.
咁我哋好多人咧諗法就哦，過咗幾日啦，啊，仲有幾多日咧？我哋通常喺度過去同埋將來中間喺度諗嚟諗去。咁我有啲嘢要追翻喎，我做唔做到啊？好多咁嘅擔憂喺裏邊嘅。
One of my friends, he was from New Zealand, and he became a monk in Korea, in one of the toughest monasteries in the whole country.
咁老師有一個紐西蘭嘅同修啦，咁佢就去咗韓國嗰度出家。咁嗰間廟咧，嗰間寺院咧係最辛苦、最困難嘅廟嚟嘅。
Every year they used to do a 60-day retreat.
咁佢每一年咧，原來佢個 tough 嘅意思即係佢每一年咧要做60日嘅閉關啊。
Not a namby pamby cream puff Mickey Mouse retreat like this. This was for tough people.
即係唔好似我哋即係玩玩下咁嘅閉關，佢係真真正正好苦行嘅閉關嚟嘅。
You had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
咁要三點鐘，朝頭早三點鐘起身嘅。
You had no choice.Because you slept in the meditation hall.
你是沒得選的，因為你在那個禅修那個大堂那裡一起睡的。
45 minute sit, 15 minute walk, 45 minute sit, 15 minutes walk. Like that, all the day until 10 o'clock at night.
好，那他呢，就是他的行法就是45分鐘坐，15分鐘行禅。那每個鐘頭就不斷地做，做到晚上10點鐘。
Even your meals that was brought to you where you were sitting meditation, you couldn't even walk to the kitchen.
咁咧，就算你食飯咧，啲人都送到你嘅面前嘅。當你坐禪嗰時，佢送埋你嘅。咁所以你連行去廚房嘅機會都冇嘅。
And your interviews with the master, not like Ajahn Brahm. This was a tough guy. This was like going to have an interview with Adolf Hitler.
咁咧，我哋嘅小參咧，即係佢哋嘅小參咧，就唔同我哋去見阿 John Brown 咁開心嘅。佢哋好似你去見希特拉咁嘅。
It was so tough。
係咁辛苦、咁困難嘅。
And after the first couple of the days, this was like a Westerner, you know, that was a Kuai Lo. His legs were aching, his back was sore, everything was aching, and he had another 58 days to go.
咁呢個鬼佬呢，即係話紐西蘭人啲鬼佬呢，咁佢就去咗兩日之後就發覺隻腳又痛，背脊又痛，成身都痛啦。佢諗話我仲有58日要等喎，咁點搞呢？
But there's one thing about Westerners, we're very proud. So he looked to all the Koreans and said,If they can do it, I can do it.
咁呢就係西方人嘅特性啦，佢哋就比較上傲慢嘅。佢話韓國人做到，我冇理由做唔到嘅，我一定做到嘅。
So he endured another 5 days. The first week had gone past. He'd done 7 days.
咁再過多5日咧，即係總共佢過咗7日啦。佢終於 哦，我过咗头嘅七日啦。
And he thought, if I give up now, all that 7 days of endurance will be wasted. So he carried on for another week, even though it almost killed him.
咁佢谂下啦，我已经过咗七日啦。如果我而家打一对堂鼓，我唔玩嘅话咧，咁我嘥咗七日咯。我不如我做咗七日啦。佢话：哇，不过嗰阵时咧，差唔多佢死噶啦要。
Even though he was almost crying with pain, he thought just every moment, just another hour, another day, and soon he got to the halfway mark. 4 weeks. It was like the home stretch now.
咁佢咧不断咁样嘅，我话佢度日如年啊，喺度慢慢数日子，佢终于咧过咗4个星期。
But the second 4 weeks were much longer than the first 4 weeks.
咁跟住嚟嗰4个星期咧，比头嗰4个星期仲辛苦，仲系仲长。
And it hurt much more every day.
咁咧啲痛咧越加就越痛啦。
It was such a struggle, but you know what it's like? I've done so much, I have to do more.
咁好多时我哋都会有咁嘅感觉，就系我已经做咗咁多，我要做埋落去，一定要挨埋落去。
And he looked forward to the 10 o'clock when he could just stretch out and go to sleep. But as soon as he stretched out and gone to sleep, gong, he had to wake up again.
咁佢好辛苦咁啦，等到夜晚10点钟咧，谂哦10点钟可以瞓觉。点知佢一瞓低冇几耐，佢觉得即刻当一声，佢又要起身啦，即系3点钟啦又。
6 weeks, 7 weeks, he was so close. But even though he only had a week to go.Sometimes he thought he just couldn't make it any longer. Sometimes he felt like screaming and just running away back to New Zealand.
咁六个星期过咗，七个星期过咗，八个星期过咗，但仲有一个星期，佢已经曾经谂过，唉，我不如放弃翻纽西兰啊！但佢终于都冇。
But he endured and endured and endured, and he woke up. It was the last day.
咁終於咧，佢捱到最後一日，嗰一日係最後嘅一日啦。
He was so close, he almost making it.
佢差唔多做到啦。
But that day was the longest day of his life.
對於佢嚟講咧，呢日係佢醫生嚟講係最長最長嘅一日啦。
Every hour was 6 hours long. That's how it seemed.
咁咧睇落去咧，每一個鐘頭等於6倍咁長啊。
And it's like the pain was only playing with him before. Now it got serious.
咁以前咧觉得啲痛咧，佢仲可以挨得住，可以玩咁。但系而家发觉唔系喎，今次个痛系好严厉咁对住佢啦。
Every part of his body ached and hurt, even his ears and nose. That's what he felt.
除咗个身体痛之外咧，佢觉得个鼻啊、耳仔都痛埋啦，已经。
And then it came to the last 45 minutes.
终于等到最后嗰45分钟啦。
That was long.
非常之长啊。
Every few minutes, he opened his eyes to peek at the clock. He was sure half an hour had gone past, but only 5 minutes.
咁佢不断咧打开只眼嚟装下个钟，装佢谂最少过咗半钟咯啩，半个钟头咯啩。原来是5分钟过咗啫。
He started to think, perhaps the batteries have run out in the clock. That's why it's going so slow. What happens if the batteries give up and the clock gets stuck?
咁我谂下冇理由咁耐噶，唔通嗰个钟嘅电芯系冇咗电？佢谂啦，如果个电芯真系冇个钟冇咗个电芯，咁点咧？佢唔停咗，我咪好大镬。
And the only thing which kept him going.Was the thought of the feast which would happen at the end of the retreat. And the hot baths. You know, like in Japan and Korea, they have these hot baths. He could just dream of the hot bath, just taking away all the aches and pains. And the feast, being able to talk, and being able just to relax. That was a dream, like a fantasy, until the pain came back.
咁佢唯一可以令到佢繼續去落捱埋呢45分鐘，就係佢諗住咧，佢哋閉關完之後就有一餐食嘅。咁食完之後就去温泉嗰度浸嘅。啊，咁我諗下，我終於可以去放鬆啦。咁啲温泉咧，又可以令到我會啲痛會冇曬嘅。佢唯一嘅我哋話空中樓閣嗰度發緊夢，就諗緊呢樣嘢啦。
And at last, the Titanic struggle was over. The sweetest sound you'd ever heard. The end of the retreat. Bring on the hot bath. Give me the food. I deserve it.
咁終於咧，佢捱得好辛苦，好似一個好大嘅戰爭之後咧，終於聽到個噹一聲咧，就真係完啦嗰個閉關。咁佢諗緊，哦，我要去個閉關，去嗰個温泉度啦。咁我可以食飯啦，我係值得嘅，呢個我做咗咁多嘢。
He'd worked so hard for 60 days, gone through such pain. It was a great achievement, and he felt proud at himself, and he felt this deep peace.
他捱了60天，那他就唯一他得到的呢，除了他可以满足到他那个慢心之外呢，他在个禅修之中，他得到一个很深沉的祥和的心态。
He was about to bow to go to his bath when the master rang the gong again. I have an announcement, said the master.
咁我諗住去個溫泉去舒服下嘅時候呢，點知又再當一聲，佢個上司同佢講，我有個宣佈要講。
During the interviews, said the master, you've all reported that you've made wonderful progress, and I'm so proud of my students.
咁呢嗰個老師就講，佢話你哋喺小參嗰時向我個報告呢，你個個做得好好，我為咗你我覺得好榮幸。
And some of you have said it's such a wonderful retreat, you've asked if it can be extended for another 2 weeks. I think that's a very good idea. So the retreat carries on for another 14 days. Cross your legs.
咁個上司就話啦，因為你好多人話做得好好啊，咁你就要求延長呢個閉關做多2星期，咁我覺得呢個建議都好好，所以我都決定咗延長我閉關2星期。咁而家開始咧，你哋又係坐翻正，開始再做個2星期嘅閉關。
And this poor monk from New Zealand, he had to cross his legs another 14 days. He was going to go crazy.
咁呢個外國鬼佬咧，即係紐西蘭人咧，佢諗死啦！又要玩多14日啦，我只腳已經就嚟斷噶啦，又要我再盤腿再坐，好慘啊！呢14日。
But he told me he didn't feel any pain because he was thinking who were those monks and what he was going to do to them when he found out who they were, and it wasn't very Buddhist thoughts which he had.
咁嗰個外國人嗰陣時，佢唔係覺得好痛，佢唔係因為捱個痛辛苦嘢，佢覺得佢諗緊。邊一班人喺度提議有咁嘅提議嘅？如果知係邊個，我可以打佢一身噶啦已經。雖然呢個唔係好啱嘅佛教徒嘅諗法嚟嘅。
He was so angry. He never had so much rage in him before. That's why he felt no pain.
所以佢第一，即係佢從來未試過咁嬲嘅，因為個嬲怒咧令到佢唔記得咗佢個痛楚。
It was the quickest 20 minutes of his life when he heard from the master who said, "Retreat over."Go and get your bath.
咁咧，根本由個佢個上司敲個鐘唔夠，再敲個鐘，個中間得20分鐘，佢諗住可以去個嗰個温泉度嘅，得20分鐘嘅啫。但係已經由噩夢又開始啦。
And this young New Zealand monk, what's going on? Is the retreat over? Are we carrying on? What's happening?
咁我就問，究竟嗰個閉關完咗未啊？究竟喺度玩乜嘢啊？而家喺度。
And one of the older monks said.Look, the retreat's over. The master does the same thing every year.
咁咧，嗰個有一個老嘅出家人就同佢講：哦，我哋嗰個上司次都係咁樣講嘅。嗰個閉關係完咗噶啦，已經。
And the young monk, he said, he learned more in the last 20 minutes than he'd learned through the rest of the retreat. Expectations. That's what was torturing him.
咁佢話咧，佢喺最後嗰20分鐘，即係敲嗰個2個鐘嘅中間嘅20分鐘，佢學得最多，因為佢完全喺個閉關裏邊，佢好多期望啊。
As soon as you expect the hot bath and no more pain, you get more pain and no hot bath.
當佢有個期望話可以完咗個閉關去浸温泉嘅時候咧，點知最後再一次話冇得去嘅時候， 更加伤，因为佢最初嘅期望得唔到。
As soon as you let go of all your expectations, you have as many hot baths and food as you could ever want.
如果你放低晒所有嘅期望咧，你有食嘅嘢啊，或你去任何嘅浸温泉都系好容易嘅。
So that's how we have nothing stick, no expectations, nothing stick to us. Every moment is just unique, and it doesn't carry the past moment with it, nor does it linger on into the future. You have a mind to which nothing sticks.
如果你有一个即系我哋话冇痴嘅心咧，我哋亦都冇期望，亦都冇任何嘅嘢嘅时候咧，任每一分钟我哋都系喺个温泉里边一样可以有嘢食。但如果我哋有期望嘅时候咧，咁我哋就唔可以做到呢样嘢啦，就冇嗰个自由喺里边啦，冇放下到任何嘢啦。
So what time do you expect to go to bed tonight?
咁各位谂下，你哋想今晚几点钟瞓觉咧？
So those are the four ways of letting go. And when you practice those, you'll feel so free, so peaceful, so enlightened.
这个就是我们四个方法，我们怎么可以放下这些东西。如果你真的可以做这四个方法的时候，我们会很自由。
And of all those four, I think the number three is the most important for you. During this retreat, wherever you happen to be, in whatever state of body or mind, want to be here,And then you'll feel so peaceful and so free.
咁係四個方法之中咧，老師話係第三個方法對我哋呢一個閉關嚟講係最重要嘅。總言之，我哋有啲乜嘢喺度，有咩經歷都唔緊要，最緊要係你想喺度。
So thank you very much. Now we have Q&A.
咁而家就開始完啦，咁就睇你哋有冇問題。
Very good. So have we got a question from the floor first of all, or just they've got one over there?Who's got the microphone? Yes, very good.
Thank you, Ajahn Brahm. I want to ask, is anybody get killed when they get the monk training?
Killed?
I mean killed.
殺死了是不是？
Yes.
他的問題是說有沒有人在即受訓做僧伽的時候是你說是自殺是不是？還是怎麼死啊？哦，即係佢個生活咁艱苦咧，會唔會有啲僧伽喺個受訓期中係死咗嘅 ？It's killed because tough.
Tough.
Oh, you are tough.
Me tough. Not in my retreats. No one has ever got killed.
Oh, what we mean is that during the training for a monk as a monk, during the process training as a monk.
I mean, do you mean anyone would mean get killed? I mean,
yeah.
When you died
during you are being trained to be a monk.
No, that was not my retreat. That's in Korea. Even in northeast Thailand, it was tough, but no one died.
Yeah. 咁老師話係冇人死，雖然係好艱苦，係冇人死咗嘅。咁頭先佢講個故事係喺韓國嘅，唔係講緊佢個寺院。
No, but because when you do meditation, especially if you go into deep meditation.You can't die.
如果我哋做禅修咧，我哋好个深入个禅定嘅时候咧，我哋唔会死嘅。
There's something which is very strange, but you get protected.
有啲嘢好特别嘅，你会觉得系你系受保护嘅。
Because even in the sutras, there was a case of this monk, and he got into a deep meditation in the forest, and two villagers saw him and thought he had died, and they thought we're Buddhists.We can't leave a dead monk in the jungle because the animals will eat him.
咁咧喺佛经有个古仔咧，就系有一个出家人咧，就喺个森林里边啊。咁有另外有两个人见到佢，就以为佢死咗。咁佢话：哦，我哋佛教同我哋唔可以令到个僧人嘅身体喺个即系个尸体喺个森林里边嘅，我哋唔可以嘅，因为如果唔系动物会食咗佢嘅。
So they got some wood and they put the monk on top of the wood and lit the fire. And once the fire was going, they thought, we're busy, the monk is burning, so we can go. So they went away.
咁佢哋咧就用咗个方法，就系搵一个木搭咗个木架咧，咁上面就点咗个火，咁又将嗰个出家人就系放咗喺上面。咁样哦，我做完嘢啦，嗰两个人就谂住走啦。
The following morning, they saw the monk come in the village on arms round.
咁第二日咧，朝頭早佢見到呢、這個即係俾佢燒過嗰個出家人咧，原來佢託喺個村裏邊喺度託缽啊。
Not even your robe was burnt.
就算佢個僧袍都冇燒著到。
So if you get into a deep meditation on this retreat, and your relations take you to crematorium, don't worry, you'll come out with all your clothes intact.
所以如果呢次咧，你要喺個閉關裏邊得到好深嘅禅定咧，就算你屋企人送咗你嗰個焚化爐啊，你唔使擔心你會出翻嚟嘅，冇事，呢件衫都唔會燒著嘅。
So you're protected.
所以你係受保護嘅。
我有三條問題啦。第一會翻翻你第一日講啦。咁你就話響禪修嗰陣時候，有一個唔需要完美嘅心，就響周圍嘅環境，就算幾亂咁都可以做到啦。咁但係本身如果係有潔癖或者愛整齊嘅，咁我見到塵都已經行嘅。咁有咩技巧可以令到自己都好安靜啊？覺得周圍係冇事咁樣可以去到做到呢種技巧咧？第二條就係、是、
我諗一條條話，我翻咗譯第一條先好冇。
Yeah,
the first question, she got three altogether. The first one, you said, the first night you said, if you just let the environment be just dirty and things like that, you just care about your mind when you do the meditation. The outside environment doesn't matter. But for her, maybe she's feel dust, if there's something dusty that will allergic, things like that. How can she overcome these external factors?
Okay.It's for most of the environment outside, it shouldn't really matter too much. And even if it's dusty outside, it's very hard to find a place where there's no dust. Maybe actually you can wear a mask or something. Or what else can she do? So she can meditate underwater? Now that won't work.
即是老师说呢，即是你说很难找一个地方是完全说很干净，好像你怕尘一样呢。是很難找到一個地方沒有塵的，那你覺得如果好像怕塵，那你就戴個口罩啦，或者老師講笑你可以在水下面，那裡可能沒有塵的了。
But allergies, it's not such a bad allergy. Look, I remember this one young man, he had eczema. Now the allergy on his skin, and it was the worst case of eczema I've ever seen in my life. His whole body was covered with a rash, and he had to wear this rubberhead mask on to stop him scratching himself.
咁老師啊，曾經有一個學生啦，咁佢就係應該麻疹啦，咁佢咧就對濕疹，咁啊對嗰啲疹係好有敏感嘅。佢一坐到咧，就成身都出曬嗰啲紅色嘅疹喺個身上邊。
And he reported to me at the beginning of the retreat, saying, "Look, I've tried all the doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists and medication. Nothing's working."I'm just trying meditation as a last resort, but I don't think I can make the 9 days because it's just so itchy. So if I run away, please understand it's nothing to do with you. It's because I can't stand my itch.
因為佢就同老師講，因為佢個濕疹好嚴重啊，咁佢睇曬好多醫生啊、心理專家啊、諸如此類嘅人，佢可以問嘅人佢都問曬咧，佢都幫唔到啊。咁佢而家覺得禅修希望係最後嘅方法。所以佢同老師講，如果佢真係令佢自己坐到個身太痕啦，佢根本頂唔順嘅時候，佢走咧，就話俾老師聽，唔關老師事，係佢自己嘅問題。
But he stayed the whole 9 days. I was very proud of him. And at the end of the retreat, he came to show me his body. The itch had almost completely gone away. He only had a small, maybe an inch or two, on his ankle. And he said, "Thank you so much. This had been torturing me for years."Now it's gone. He couldn't believe how wonderful that was. This is another case that through meditation, allergies disappear.
咁樣呢個人咧，反而係佢真係完成咗九日個閉關啊！咁老師都覺得呢個人係好值得去即係榮幸有咁嘅學生啊！咁佢走嗰陣時咧，佢將佢個身體俾老師睇咧，原來佢嗰啲敏感咧冇曬，淨係個腳踭度有少少。紅色的那些疹在那裡，那他都覺得很神奇，他很多謝老師，老師也覺得他很好。
That was such an amazing thing to see, because I saw his body at the beginning, covered with a rash. Now he had healthy skin except a tiny bit. He said, "This doesn't matter at all, this is so easy to bear." And he was just like being freed from torture camp. He was so happy, and it made me so happy too.
咁咧佢即係禪修之前俾個老師睇佢個身嘅，佢成身都係嗰啲濕疹冚住曬咧，好多啲紅色嗰啲斑疹走咗出嚟嘅。咁佢走嗰時咧，真係剩翻好少地方係有少少疹嘅啫。咁所以老師就話咧，佢好覺得呢個學生好好，呢個學生亦都可以發覺禪修幫到佢。
Okay, the second question.
第二條題目。
唔係，我想 further 問翻正話咯。佢用嗰個心態或者喺佢嘅 mind 係有啲咩嘅形式，令到佢唔會痕咯？因為其實正正真係自己有陣時喺屋企，我見到好多頭髮咁，就已經覺得哇，好唔中意啊，好痕。
What kind of attitude or mind state is that your student is in when she is facing that scratchy and that pictures and all that? What kind of mind state he is in?
It's a tough one, but you have to be happy to be here. To make peace, not to fight. Make peace and be kind to that itch. Literally open the door of your heart to that itch. If you were listening to the talk last night, the best story is the story of the emperor and the monster who came into his palace. I won't repeat that story now, but that was last night, which I taught at PolyU.
老師話咧，我哋最緊要打開個心咧，接受我哋千祈唔好再去同嗰啲人去爭吵啊！我哋要接受嗰個痕癢。咁嘅時候咧，老師琴日大約講咗嗰個魔怪同埋嗰個皇帝嗰個故仔啊。咁 ，You want me to repeat roughly?
It was just you made just roughly.
咁嗰個故仔咧，就係我大耳講咧，就係有一個 monster 咧，佢就係食佢一食嬲怒咧，佢就會發大嘅。咁佢入咗個天宮嗰度咧，咁佢坐咗個皇帝張凳啊。咁嗰啲隨從咧就好嬲，做乜你要坐我皇帝張凳咧？咁啊鬧佢啊，開始一鬧咧，因為我哋有一個親號一出嚟咧，佢哋就即刻嗰隻魔鬼越嚟越大，大到等於張凳咁大。咁啲嗰啲人就唔明嗰個心態係點啊？咁就到嗰個皇帝出嚟一睇，咦？佢知有咩事發生啦。跟住話：我係接受你嘅，我歡迎你嘅，你坐啦。咁反而用一個慈心同一個開放嘅心咧，令到嗰隻魔越嚟越縮，越縮越縮，縮到臨尾係冇咗嘅。咁呢個就係我大約講咗個故仔係咁。咁就係我哋要接受佢，然後我哋要慢慢去同佢一齊，咁佢自然佢就會走噶啦。
Okay. Yeah. Next question.
另一個題目就係因為冇得去日營啦，咁就唔知嗰禪修技巧，可唔可以簡介少少嗰個禪修嗰個技巧俾啲即係夜晚嚟聽嘅同修？
哦，你淨係夜晚嚟㗎？
係啊，日頭嚟唔到。
Oh, she just joined the open talk. She can't find the time to join the day camp. So she asked if you can give her some the meditation technique so that she can do it at home.
Okay, the technique is to get into B channel internet and you will be able to see all the talks.
咁就我哋即係多謝阿伯和法師咧，我哋上咗網啊 ，B channel， 你咁上網就所有嘢喺曬度噶啦，已經。第三個問題咧，
淨係日頭有日頭冇個 talk， 我就係夜晚先 broadcast 啫嘛。你應
該日頭都有嘅，日頭都有嘅。
有好似唔覺有未入未。
我哋今日先試過有問題翻嚟，所以我肯定係好有嘅。
OK， 好啊，咁我聽翻，唔該曬。
仲有冇問題？
最後一個問題就係你講今日最主要就講四個方式點樣let go 啦。咁其中一個就話轉換嗰個心態啦。咁其實個技巧又會係點樣轉到個心態咧？
你點樣轉換嘅心態啊 ？I want to be here 嗰、那個。你講
係佢話第三點係最重要啦，嚇嚇，我做 be here， 即係個 technique 就係話，我就咁樣就係話，我係喺呢度，咁我開心，係咪咁就已經個 mind 係
technique to be I want to be here， train ourselves to be here， want to be here。
It's don't want to be anywhere else。
個技巧就係我哋唔想喺其他地方。
Because that is the technique. Keep reminding yourself, I want to be here, I want to be here, I want to be here, I want to be here. And you are here anyway. So you might as well want to be here.
咁就好簡單㗎，你要不斷同自己講，我想喺呢度，我想喺呢度，呢個就係技巧啦。你而家都嚟咗啦，已經。仲有冇其餘嘅問題？
咁但係你今日個聽一其中一種話要自己有自由 freedom 啊，咁你正話咁樣話 I want to be here， 咁好似即係自己冇一個選擇權喎，咁咪同你 contrast 你另一個點咯。
She said that if I just want to say I want to be here, that means I don't have freedom because I just murmur myself, "Oh, I have to be here."
That is freedom. So sometimes that people think, "Oh, the door of the jail is open, but you know, how do I walk out of it?" So the door of the jail is open for you. I've opened the door for you. Now you have to walk out. So just to be free, it's like asking a person, "How do you eat?" Well, you get the food, you put it in your mouth. But no, I want more instructions. How do you eat?
咁即係老師已經將嗰個監獄嘅門打開咗啦。咁你行唔行咧，就你自己決定，就唔係話嗰棟門冇開到。即係好似我哋食飯咁咧。咁我話你教我點樣食飯啦，咁咪就係食飯咯。你要去自己去食咯，仲冇其餘嘅技巧話我點教你去食飯㗎啦。
But I think the question you're really asking.If you learn all the other techniques of meditation, things like the two heavy shopping bags, things like watching the breath, letting go of past and future, those would actually help you because these teachings here are in the context of all our talk before. So if you see the whole set of talks, you'll probably understand what it means to want to be here.
我希望你有睇第前晚嗰個咧，就係嗰個兩個購物袋嘅咧，一個係過去，一個將來嗰、那個。呢、这、一個嗰、那個活在當下嗰個練習咧，你可以做啦。咁同埋觀呼吸你可以做啦。咁你再你聽埋咁多晚嘅開示咧，咁你可以揾到個方法去做噶啦。
OK，
冇問題咯。
Okay.
Freedom
。Yes, another talk question. Yes.
Hi Ajahn Brahm. First I pay my bandana to you.
Very good.
I have two questions. The first one is, what is the difference between conscious mind and unconscious mind?
我第一個問題呢就是關於我們的第六識和那個潛意識。
Oh, the first is just what you can experience. The second is what you can't experience.
咁最大的分別呢第一個呢就是我們可以去經驗的，咁第二個咧，我哋係經驗唔到嘅。
You please explain me.
Explain further. Oh, okay, I didn't get away with that one, so I have to make some more things up.
咁呢個同修想佢繼續講多啲。
Okay, the unconscious mind is really is not a good word because when you're unconscious, then there is no mind. The mind has stopped. So the mind is not something which is continuous, always there. Sometimes it's turning on, sometimes it turns off. When mind stops, it disappears.
對於這個潛意識的字可能用得不是咁恰當，因為你說沒有了個心或者看不到個心的時候，個心已經停了，那根本就是沒有東西看了。
Because sometimes people look at the stream of consciousness like a sandy beach.When you look at it from afar, it looks continuous. But as you look closely, you find out that the beach is made up of individual particles of sand. The stream of consciousness, your mind if you like to call it that, is individual moments of consciousness. If you look really closely, you find that those grains of sand aren't even touching. There's a space between them.So the stream of consciousness is like particles, moments of consciousness, with nothing going between one moment and the next. When consciousness stops, the mind disappears. And then it turns on again. And then it turns off again. The beep, beep, beep of life.
嗰、那個心流，我哋成日話個心、那個意識嘅心流咧，即係嗰個條流嗰、那個流水咁咧。我哋好遠望落去就以為嗰個流水係不斷咁流嘅。如果你真真正正係睇得好清楚嘅時候咧，佢係一個剎那一個剎那嘅生滅嚟嘅，係完全係獨立嘅一個一個個剎那嘅生滅嚟嘅。同埋每一個剎那中間係有一個空間嘅。咁呢個就係、是、所以話，如果個心識喺個空間係停咗嘅話，就停咗，但佢亦都會再現。這個就是所謂的那個心流了。
But that takes very deep and powerful mindfulness to see that. But then once you see that, you think, where did I go in those spaces between consciousness? And you realize you didn't go anywhere because you weren't here to begin with.
你有一個好深的禪定呢, 即是今天老師講的 mindfulness 很深的覺察力的時候呢,你才看到每一個剎那的生滅的,還有中間的空隙的,當你看到的時候會問,我在哪裡啊?
Does that make sense?
Oh, no.
Really?
But I have one more question.
Okay.
Let's say when we sleep, still our we have some activity in our minds. That's why sometimes we see dream, bad dream or good dream, whatever is it. Is it because of the conscious mind?
這個同修說他晚上會發夢,有好夢,也有些不好夢,是不是因為他有個意識,所以他可以發夢?
Now when you see dreams, you are not unconscious. You're half conscious. So your consciousness is very, very weak. And that's why you see dreams.
我們發夢的時候,我們看到夢境,就不是我們沒有了意識,不過我們的意識是很弱,因為有弱,我們才會夢到有發夢。
Most people see dreams in the early morning. That's because they sleep too much.
通常很多人會在早上才看到夢的。
So when you really know how to sleep efficiently, you can go to sleep and have hardly any dreams, and you wake up fresh. Because when you have a dream, you're not really resting.
如果你一直很舒服地睡的話,你不會發夢的。如果你有發夢的意思,即是你的休息不太好。
Okay, next. Is that okay? No, okay.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Another question here.
Okay, it's me again. So I was told that when you meditate and reach a certain level, when you are having dream, you know you're having dream. Is that true? 我問的問題就是,當你的禪定,當你禪修去到某一個程度的時候,就算你發夢,你都是很清楚自己在發夢。
So who told you that? Your master. I remember somebody asking Ajahn Chah about reincarnation. And they said, look, you don't lie. You're a great monk. I'm sure that you can answer this question for me. Is there reincarnation?
有人曾經問過阿姜查,即是師父的師父,就問究竟有沒有再生這件事呢?因為我知道你是一個大的修行人,你不會說謊的,麻煩你告訴我,有沒有這回事呢?
And Ajahn Chah said, look, if I told you, would you believe me? Just because I say it doesn't mean you have to believe me, because sometimes I might make mistakes. Sometimes I may say something, you may misunderstand what I say. So only fools believe teachers.
阿姜查就回答他,他說,我是說的東西,但你不要因為我說的東西而相信,因為有時候我都會說錯東西,我都會做錯東西,好像老師就說,我有時候都會說錯東西,如果你信上 老師的話,你是最蠢的人。
Even the Buddha didn't tell you what to believe, but he told you how to find out.
好像佛陀,他指路告訴我們怎麼做,但我們都要自己去找出真相。
So Ajahn Chah said, look, if you believe me, you're a fool.
所以阿姜查說,如果你只是相信我的話,你是一個傻瓜來的。
If you don't believe me, that's even worse.
但如果你不信我,更糟糕。
So it's hardly worth me telling you whether it's reincarnation or not. So just because the master said, that doesn't mean you have to believe it. You have to investigate and find out for yourself. So in 20 minutes time, you can go to bed and find out whether it's true or not.
咁咧，所以咧就係我哋要自己去即係做我哋嘅實驗啦，去自己揾出嗰個真相啦。咁咧仲有二十分鐘，呢個同修就去幫佢試下，佢發夢咪真係咁解啦。
Take a long time. No, don't sleep too long. You've got to get up early at 5 o'clock. No, sometimes that when you're very still and peaceful, you don't dream at all.
咁呢個同修就即係大家有少少係即係講笑啦。佢話佢要好多時間先去收到嗰個位。咁老師就話：如果你係瞓得好好嘅話咧，根本你唔會發夢嘅。
Okay. Next question. Yes.
I've changed my mind.
You changed your mind? No, you did. Your mind changed itself.
Anyway, since I'm at it, our lifespan, if you talk about the consciousness, for example, you talk about the beep, beep, beep that brought to mind something. That's our lifespan. It goes beep, beep, beep. But the moment that beep stops, you said our consciousness stops. Does it mean our lifespan finishes?
No, because when you die, your consciousness keeps going beep, beep, beep.
On the next beep.
Yeah, the next beep keeps going on.
Keeps going on. That.
That's
right, like
your brain stops, but your mind continues. This is what happens after you die.
So we never die.
Not until you get fully enlightened and then you stop.
Right.
That's the last beep.
Exhausted.
No more
beeps. Yes. Quite exhausted.
Yes.
呢個同修問咧，頭先老師講個 beep beep 咧，我哋即係嗰個心流咧 ，beep beep 嗰個狀態咧，咁係咪即係話我哋死嘅時候呢個 beep 嘅就會停咗咧？就即係我哋唔使再玩咧？咁老師話唔係。當我哋死嘅時咧，喺即係而家我哋嗰個科學嚟講，死嘅意思咧就個腦停咗，因為叫死。但係我哋嘅心識繼續一路喺度生，一路存在嘅。除非到我哋解脱或者我哋正覺嘅時候咧，咁我就最後嘅 beep 聲啦。
And because your consciousness continues after you die, some people don't realize that they're dead.
咁有啲人咧就唔知道，原來我哋嘅心識咧，我哋即係個腦死咗之後，個心識仲存在嘅。咁所以有啲人咧根本都唔知自己原來已經死咗啦。
Some years ago, in
ghost story， 老師開始講鬼故啦又。
In the main hospital in Bangkok called Sirirat Hospital.A doctor was finishing the night shift.
咁喺曼谷一間醫院咧，係有個醫生有一晚佢係翻夜更嘅。
He was in the elevator with one of the nurses as his witness.
咁佢有個證人，因為有個護士同佢一齊搭 lift 嘅。
The elevator stopped halfway, and the doors opened, and on the other side of the elevator.Was a patient who was trying to get in the lift. The doctor immediately pressed the closed doors, and the doors closed before the patient could get in.
咁咧個 lift 行到中間咧就打開咗喎。咁原來咧就出邊有一個病人企咗喺度，佢想行入個 lift 嗰度。咁個醫生一見到嗰個嗰樣嘢咧，佢即刻就去撳個 lift。按個 lift， 佢就上沙埋路邊，唔俾嗰樣嘢入嚟。
The nurse said to the doctor, "What did you do that for? A patient was trying to get into the lift." And the doctor said, "I know that patient. That was one of my patients. They died last night. Didn't you see the red string on the patient's wrist? Because in Bangkok, when somebody dies,You know the white strings they have on some people's wrists in Buddhism, especially Sri Lanka and Thai Buddhism, they tie a white thread around people's wrists. But when you die, they tie a red string around the wrist. Didn't you see his red string? He was dead.
咁個護士就問：點解個病人想入嚟喎？你做咩唔俾佢入嚟啊？咁個醫生話：我知佢係病人啦，佢係我病人嚟㗎。咁個護士話：咁點解你唔俾佢入嚟啊？佢話佢已經死咗㗎啦，咁你冇睇到佢嗰個手上面嗰個紅色嘅圈啊？因為喺泰國咧，原來係 一般嘅病人用白色嘅手圈嘅，咁佢死咗咧就會換咗個紅色嘅手圈，咁佢琴晚已經死咗噶啦。
And then the nurse turned to the doctor and said, "I've got a red string too." Does that mean I can't go in the lift?
咁好得意咧，原來個護士話佢第一隻手話我都有個紅圈嘅喎，咁我咪唔可以搭 lift 啊？
The poor doctor had a ghost outside and one inside too.
咁個醫生真係好彩啦，出邊有隻鬼，裏邊又有隻鬼。
Now again, that was a real story. That's what the doctor said happened because they found him collapsed on the floor of the lift. He'd fainted. And they asked what had happened. And that's the story he told. And they did find out that that nurse died in a car crash on the way to work that morning. And she still went to work, but this time as a ghost.So please be careful the next time you travel in elevators in hospital.
咁呢個係一個真嘅故仔嚟嘅。咁咧嗰個醫生點樣會即係呢件事點樣會發生咧？就係醫生聽完之後咧就暈低咗。咁啲人救醒佢啦。咁個醫生講翻出嚟呢件事啦。咁原來佢再 check 咧，原來真係嗰個護士咧嗰朝早翻工嗰陣時又係撞車死咗嘅。咁咧，所以但係嗰個護士咧仍然繼續翻工。咁所以老師告訴我哋咧，就係如果你要去醫院嘅話咧，小心去搭 lift 啊。
Just as a matter of interest, has anyone got a red string here?
咁為咗安全起見咧，各位第一手有冇紅色嘅
手？Okay, next question.
I'll wait tomorrow.
Okay, next question.
有冇第一問題啊？
No more questions. They're all scared now, over there. So it's a waste of time going out the door now. It's dark outside. Yeah, go on.
Dear John, I'd like to ask a meditation question. I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing. Usually when I do meditation, then usually it goes, firstly it goes, all right.That I'm able to sustain the present moment awareness, mm-hmm. and then no chatterbox. But usually after some time, my mind start to talk a bit. And usually it's at first, you can, it doesn't talk very much, but later on it's like out of control. It talks more and more to understand that either I will.Go restless, or I will go sleepy, and at that point, usually I will okay, maybe it's time for me to give up. Maybe I should go to take a nap, or maybe I should go for a walk, or maybe I should get some water. So I'm wondering, should I is it the right thing to give up your meditation that you get up and then you do something else at this stage that you find your chatterbox is so loud that you.It's like, I can't control it, or I don't know what to do about it, or I should maybe just let it talk for a bit, or maybe I can wait for a bit, or maybe I can live with that sleepiness or restlessness for a while. What should I do? So thank you, Your Highness.
Okay. 这个问题就是他禅修呢，他最初坐的时候他觉得他可以在活在当下都可以做到，就是那个即係 present moment 去做到嘅，咁佢亦都係唔係好多裏邊嘅聲音同佢講嘢嘅啫，但係佢坐下咧就越嚟越多聲音啦，噼哩啪啦咁同佢講嘢啦，咁嘅時候咧有陣時佢會覺得好攰啦，有陣時會掉句啦，咁有陣時佢諗下聽下啲聲好大嘅時候，佢咪應該可以企起身行啊，或者嗰啲命令叫佢周圍喐啊，佢咪應該要咁做咧，定係繼續坐喺度定啲，係咪啊
？Okay, so the first thing is.Don't stay with the present moment and the silence too long. Go to the breath a little bit quicker. So you've got something to focus on just with the breath. And if chatterbox comes in, then start chatting about the breath. You know, just do things like breathing in peace, breathing out, letting go. Breathing in peace, breathing out, letting go. So use your chatterbox, but focus the chatterbox on the breath.
老師教佢嘅方法就係咧，我哋唔好停留喺嗰、那個即係present moment 咁耐，同埋唔好停喺個靜裏邊咁耐， 就早少少去嗰個觀呼吸。咁、那個如果嗰、那個chatterbox 嗰啲聲音嚟嘅時候咧，你就人同係將嗰度去翻嗰個呼吸度係呼出呼入喺度係咁樣做。
Yeah, very good. So does that make sense to you? It gives you something to do, so you don't need to chatter so much.
There's a question on the internet.
Oh, right. Okay, yes.
Okay, the question is. The guy wants to ask you if we got a very deep stillness. In that, do we have some the insights, the good, the insight to observe? And because my teacher say that if I stick on to the stillness and meditation, then my anger and my temper will be quite huge, it's very large, quite. It's angry. My anger will be large, more. Is that the case?
Oh, you want to translate that first?
Yeah. 这个题目问呢，他就问他想问师傅呢，究竟很深的禅定，即是个止呢，是不是会有一个观在里面，即是有个内观在里面呢？因为我有位师傅跟他说呢，他只是修定的话呢，他的脾气会变得很大的。
That would mean that the Buddha had huge anger because he stayed in stillness for days. So no, the opposite is true. The more you stay in stillness, the more those defilements get suppressed and they don't occur for a long time. And as far as the inside is concerned, you've asked a couple of questions about this. So that will be the talk tomorrow morning. About how insight is built up from the deep stillness of the mind.
咁如果好似你咁讲嘅话咧，咁佛陀系咪即系好脾气好大咯？因为佢可以喺个定里边好多日嘅。如果唔系话佢个脾气会好大噶啦。咁所以即系引申到咧，你讲嘅嘢嘅对面先系啱嘅。咁至于你成日问你嗰个心定里边个观咧，我哋听日师傅就会开始去点样喺个心定里边去个观。
But I also mentioned this morning in the talk about mindfulness, how when you get very still, your mindfulness gets so strong and you get so happy. And it's impossible to get angry after a deep meditation.
今朝老师有讲过的，如果我们有个心定的时候呢，因为我们那个观察力，我们今朝讲的观察力呢，这么强的时候呢，我们会很开心的。如果係心定出嚟嘅時候，我哋嘅開心咧就唔會令到我哋會有發脾氣呢個現象嘅。
And I kept on quoting the Buddha many, many, many times. He said, "From stillness, you get insight. You see things as they truly are."
咁佛陀講過好多次咧，喺個亦都老師再重複過講過好多次咧，喺個心定裏邊咧，我哋有個內觀會睇到個事物嘅實相嘅。
And if you still don't believe me, look at verse 372 of the Dhammapada, verse 372. Nati janang apanyasa panya nati ajayato yam hi janang chapanya cha sawe nibbana santi ke, which you all know means.
咁如果你再唔信師傅講嘅咧，你可以睇八句經啊，應該係327，即係嗰度好多都會有講，要重複有重複講，你自己去睇下啦。
It means there's no jhana without insight. There's no insight without jhana. But in one who has insight and jhana, they are in the presence of enlightenment.
老师讲过嘅，即系我哋要有个jhana， 有个禅拿，亦都有内观，有内观又有禅拿。如果唔系，我哋根本就唔系喺个现今嘅呢一刻，你根本就唔可以证悟。
And jhana is deep states of stillness.I translated panya as insight. Sometimes people call it wisdom. The same thing.
Yeah. 咁老师就话我哋要有个心嘅禅定先有个 panya， 就嗰个好多人译做嗰个 wisdom 啊。老师就会觉得系嗰个观，个智慧。
The point of that great saying of the Buddha, verse 372, is that the two go together: the stillness of deep meditation and the insight. They come together.And when they do come together, this is where you're very, very close to enlightenment, to awakening.
咁佛陀講過咧，有個心嘅禅定加埋個觀嘅話咧，你就好接近，好接近嗰個正覺啦。喺三七二法句經。
But the full talk on insight is coming tomorrow morning. So, 10 a.m., you will get insight into insight.
咁咧，你可以聽日有個內觀嘅試驗啊！就聽日我哋10點鐘會講內觀。
Okay, next question.
Hi, Ajahn Brown. Thanks for sharing. It's really inspiring. My question is, it's more like a real life what I encounter. Sometimes I just don't know how to find the balance between making efforts and letting go. Say, in my mind, I just think that basically everything. Everything is designated by karma. So sometimes when whatever we do or how much effort we put in, it doesn't really matter because it's designated or it's decided anyways. But I'm not sure if I should still say put some effort in or I just let go. Thanks.
这个同修的问题呢，他就对于那个我们的精进力和那个放下，他不是搞得很清楚。他说既然间我们所有很多东西都是个业力决定了我们的，那我们怎样用精进或者怎样去放下呢？是不是大意？
Oh no, it's only in meditation you do real letting go. Outside of meditation you put a lot of effort. I always put a lot of effort to make sure I go to toilet before I let go.
咁老師嘅意思，我哋喺禅修之中咧，我哋要放下。咁但係都禅修之餘咧，即係我哋離開個座位嗰陣時咧，佢要做好多嘢嘅，都要用好多精進力嘅。好似佢去廁所咧，佢要好用力，佢先可以叻高啲嘢出嚟嘅。
So what wisdom means is you know when to put effort in, and you know when to stop and let go.
個智慧嘅意思就係你要知道幾時可以放下，幾時要精進。
As I mentioned to a question over there a few days ago, you put effort to actually get on your meditation cushion. But once you're on the cushion, that's when you let go.
前嗰晚老師都答過，我哋係要用一個精進力，令到我哋自己坐喺嗰個禪修座嗰度。但係當你一上咗座之後，我哋就要學放下啦。
Just like when I go on aircraft traveling overseas, my effort is to get to the airport on time, to check in,and to get on to board the aircraft. But as soon as I've strapped in myself in the aircraft, that's when I let go.
咁即係老師話佢去，即係去第二度去教禅修咁啦。咁佢要嘅佢嘅目的就要去個機場啦，去搭車去個機場啦 ，check in 啦，上飛機啦。當佢一上咗個飛機之後咧，佢就放下啦。
Okay. Any more questions?
Oh, the respondent said sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Very, very good. Excellent. Okay, the reason why there's no more questions is people know it's close to 10 o'clock and they want to go to bed. So the question everybody is thinking is, can we go now?
So now we're going to go to 10 o'clock. The first question is, can we go now?
So yes, you can go now. And now you try Ananda method of enlightenment. See if it works.
咁你試下用阿蘭尊者個方法，睇下可唔可以今日我哋又可以搞掂咯。
We'll see you in the morning. Good night.
聽日再見。